Then we have the cause of edema in leprometous leprosy is mainly due to leprometous dactylitis. Another type of the leprosy is the histioid leprosy, which is although a rare type of the leprosy, but it is highly transmissible variant of leprometous leprosy. It presents typically with erythematous brownish papules and nodules with a smooth or rarely umbilicated surface. It may show the presence of the spindle-shaped cells along with the other typical features of leprosy. Histologically, due to its unusual clinical features, it can be a challenging diagnosis when it presents. Then we have difference between Bell's palsy and leprosy. So in Bell's palsy, usually because it is a lower motor neuron lesion of the seventh cranial nerves, and there is a paralysis of the ipsilateral face along with the absent nasolabial fold on the affected side. In the leprosy, usually it is the neuropathy in the face is due to the involvement of zygomatic branch of the seventh cranial nerve. Only the upper face is involved, in which there is a faulty closure of the lower eyelid, not the apparently the upper eyelid. In oculomotor nerve involvement, bilateral ergophthalmos may occur. Then differences between the neuropathy of diabetes mellitus leprosy, if I've already discussed that in diabetes mellitus, usually peripheral nerves are involved symmetrically in a glove and a stocking pattern. And there is loss of all of the sensations, that is pain, touch, temperature and vibration sense, along with autonomic neuropathy. Motor trunk involvement is less in the diabetic neuropathy. Whereas in leprosy, usually peripheral nerve glove and stocking type of a neuropathy is seen. Loss of the sensations initially is that of temperature followed by pain sensation. Motor dysfunction at the level of the motor trunk can be seen, and along with that palpable nerves is additional finding.